If you find yourself in the halls of Sadler House this summer, you might just be confronted by the sound of rock and roll. Between July 6th and 10th, the student co-op is playing host to Rock Camp for Girls, an annual week-long music camp for girls and gender non-conforming youth aged 9 to 13, where aspiring musicians make friends, form bands, and learn to play drums, bass, or electric guitar. Campers participate in activities with both the full group and their specific band, and at the end of the week come together to put everything they've learned into a big Friday afternoon show. Jill Stavely has been one of the minds behind Rock Camp for Girls, or RC4G, since its inception in 2006. Full disclosure, she is also my station manager and boss here at Trent Radio, but at camp she is fully in her role as the rock and roll fairy godmother. I caught up with Jill at camp on Wednesday to talk about what she's learned from years doing this and why she keeps coming back. So, Jill, last year was the first year back after a five-year hiatus from rock camp. Now is kind of the second year that you've had some continuity in rock camp again. What have you learned from last year that you're taking forward and playing this year?
It's really exciting to be back doing rock camp again for a second year under this new umbrella of organizations. We have stability and support from Sadler House and from Trent Radio. So I'm able to do this as a Trent Radio person, but also as the rock and roll fairy godmother. And I think that's been one of the biggest elements that's allowed us to be sustainable, is recognizing that a bunch of good-willed volunteers can't necessarily run a whole camp. From last year to this year, being able to, last year we weren't quite sure actually if it was going to happen or not. I had some health stuff going on. I was waiting for some test results before we announced camp and all those kinds of things. And so this year we actually had a full year to plan. And that's the thing, is there's people who want to come in to rock camp as volunteers who want to just be here to teach lessons or to be a band mentor, and that's really fun. But what we need for a sustainable rock camp is people who are willing to show up every month to a meeting, to a rock squad meeting, to talk about the organization and what our mission and mandate are and how to make that programming happen in our community. So having a solid rock squad, we've been meeting since the winter every month to figure out how we want to do rock camp. So it's not one person organizing, that it's a whole team of people building this together.
And I imagine part of that continuity is the fact that, you have returning volunteers, but also you have returning campers who are coming back as interns. Both your kids are helping out this year.
Well, and that's what it was like before. That growth in the organization is having opportunities for campers to become interns and interns to become, staff members. There was a point in Rock Camp's history where we were running camp for 3 weeks every summer, and we had a junior intern and a senior intern program. We were running these things. We were creating opportunities for people to gain experience and to give back to their community. So I think we're just seeing that slow build again, because Rock Camp is multi-generational,
right?
And we're all learning. And I think everybody who's a volunteer or a staff member on the Rock Squad, we get so much from camp. Also, we're learning just as much as everyone else is. So recognizing that these are opportunities for us to grow as individuals and to grow as a community is what we're entirely about.
Do you have a favorite part of camp?
I don't know. I was going to say the moment is over, right? We actually did it. But I think for me, it's when I hit the first workshop on Monday morning. And because I'm nervous to do it. Why do I want to do this? Why do I want to make this happen in our town? Because it's so much work and it's so much stress, so much energy. But the minute that I see those kids make eye contact with me and want to share, and we talk about creating spaces, every day we do check in and we do check out, where we stop and we talk about listening, and everybody has a chance to say how they're feeling, and no one's allowed to respond, and we encourage people to make eye contact and just listen to each other. And I heard someone today say, I don't know why, but I love check in and check out, right? And it's because we don't have those spaces that we have to intentionally create communities. So when I hear kids gaining from this experience, but yes, I mean, so much of rock camp is just when we're in the moment, it's oh yeah, this is why I do it. It's I get so much from being here.
Of course, RC4G can't keep rolling without a lot of help, both from the volunteer rock squad, who serve as de facto organizing committee, and from youth leaders, many of whom are alumni of camp themselves. Jill's youngest daughter, Mara, is a Rock Camp 2025 grad and one of RC4G 2026's interns. I spoke to her and fellow intern Georgia about what it's like to come back to camp in a mentorship capacity. So I'm here with...
Mara Watson.
Georgia Johnston.
And the both of you were campers last year. Now you're interns. Now you're helping out the next generation of campers. How does it feel to sort of go from being the people in camp to the ones in a more like teaching mentorship role?
It's kind of cool to see like how the background work of camp, because you didn't really get to see that when you were a camper, but you kind of get to be more involved when you're an intern.
Yeah, it's pretty nice. It's pretty fun to help out all the kids, and I'm learning a lot more, and it's just very fun.
Do you have a favorite aspect of being a mentor that you didn't like get to experience last year, or that is just like you've learned something from?
I just really like helping out the kids. That's pretty fun. Like, I don't kind of have to do all the stuff, but like I can participate to a certain extent and help them out.
I really like seeing, I'm working with a band right now, and it's really cool to see them like grow, because I noticed that last year, but I wasn't like paying attention to it as much as this year.
Mm-hmm. Right. And then, you know, you're kind of halfway through camp. You got a big concert coming up. What are you most looking forward to seeing from your campers? Like, what do you, you know, I don't know. There's.
I'm just really excited to see the campers shine on stage.
Yeah, they're all kind of secretive about like their lyrics and their songs. So it's super fun at the end of the week to see all the hard work that's been put into and the finished good, wonderful results.
All right.
Of course, the campers themselves are the heart of the whole week, and their enthusiasm for everything is infectious. I had the pleasure of dropping into a poster-making workshop on Thursday with a group of campers supervised by Sara O. Shasfari, aka Shirazi, to ask them about their favorite parts of camp so far.
Do you just want to go around and say your names?
I'm B, and my pronouns are he, him.
Hi, I'm Mara.
Hi, I'm Sara.
Hi, I'm Avery.
Hi, I'm Brooklyn.
Hi, I'm Ellen.
And what's everyone's favorite part of Rock Camp so far? Do you want to start?
Everything.
Everything?
Yeah.
The people.
The people. What about the people?
How kind they are.
Aww.
Finally being able to meet someone with the same interests as you.
Everything.
That's a great answer. And what are you working on right now?
Well, we're working on the poster for a band. I'm working on a zine page. So,
and the band name is?
Merry Crisis Babe.
Merry Crisis Babe. Where did that come from?
I just like thought of a vine from a couple of years ago, and it was just like a funny phrase, like they're having a troubled time at Christmas, so someone said Merry Crisis, and I just thought of it and I accidentally said it out loud, and then we added our initials, and that's how we got the name.
Initials are Babe.
That's incredible. How are you feeling camp is going so far? Have you learned a lot? You feeling comfortable with your instruments?
Yeah.
And are you excited for the big show on Friday?
Yes.
A little nervous too.
A little nervous? Yeah. That makes perfect sense.
In addition to the week-long summer camp, the RC4G Rock Squad also organizes monthly quote-unquote rock block jam sessions on Saturdays in the John at Sadler House. For the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Evan Robbins, rocking to you in the free world from the facilities of Trent Radio, CFFF in Peterborough.